Welcome back to our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. Kelly Schultz joining me, the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And Jim, your team had a very solid first period, minus giving up that goal. You guys had some good offensive shifts there with different line mates, obviously. But there was that one point where Alexis Joyce found Stephanie Anderson, and Anderson got stymied there by Levier. But what a great opportunity for your team right there in the first.
Yeah, you know what? We had an excellent game, Kelly. Mm-hmm. I think the player of the game for Minnesota was their goalie, to be honest with you. If you look at the grade A chances we had, you know, we could have won the game 5-4. I mean, we had Steph Anderson with a breakaway here in the second period. The one you talked about down here, we had Lauren Miller point blank in the third period. I mean, like I was mentioning to you, whoever does their shots on goal, it needs to have their eyes examined because we certainly had a lot more than 18. And grade A's alone, I bet you we had close to 10. And so, you know, you come into this building and you play that well and you generate that kind of offense. I mean, as a coach, I can't ask for anything more than that.
Yeah, your team played very well against this high-powered offense. You know, that second period, though, was kind of the point where the Gophers really turned it on. You know, I noticed in the first period with your team getting all those great chances, the Gophers were kind of on their heels. The second period, the Gophers must have clicked there, and they finally realized, well, Bemidji State always comes to play against this Gopher team. But, you know, Britt at one point looked a little shaky down there. I think, you know, had one come off the back of her skate and almost go in on her own. Did you talk to her at all during that intermission?
No, I don't talk to Britt. I don't need to talk to her. She's a competitor. She's, you know, she was, you know, you could see that look in her eye coming off the ice after the second period that, you know, I didn't need to say anything to her. You know, she's just going to go out and battle. And that's exactly what she did in the third period. And I think Minnesota's outscored their opponents in the second period, you know, pretty impressively. You know, certainly the power plays helped them. Mm-hmm. But again, there were some chances we had. Like I said, Steph's in all alone, and you know, there was a couple others that, you know, just good shots, tips, whatever. But that's hockey. And like I told I told them after the second period, I can't come in here and get on you for your lack of effort or for not playing well, because you're playing hard, you're playing well. We got nothing to show for it, and Minnesota's that good of a team where obviously if they get, you know, they get a chance, they got a lot of people that could finish. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think that was the difference tonight. They were able to finish on their grade A's and we weren't.
You had switched up the lines a little bit, obviously, because of what you saw last weekend. Did you like what you saw out of some of those lines?
Yeah, we rolled four lines the entire game. And, you know, I thought all four, again, did a real nice job. I think every one of the lines had opportunities. You know, Emma Terrace had a two-on-one there in the first period. You know, Cicely Nelson had a two-on-one in the first period. She had a great look that, mm-hmm. that Levier stopped. You know, I thought Bailey Wright was really good. Whitney, I mean, all of them. And we already talked about the opportunities that Lauren Miller's line and Hannah's line had. So, yeah, I was really happy with all the lines. Again, you know, Minnesota, you know, they're going to – if you make a mistake and the wrong person for us or the right person for them gets it on their stick, you know, there's a pretty good chance they're going to be able to finish. And their first two goals, that's kind of what happened. And then, you know, they got two power play goals to go on top of it. But, again, real happy with my team's performance. I thought we battled. A little worried about Hutch. You know, she blocked the shot, and mm-hmm. We're going to have an x-ray tomorrow morning. We'll see how that comes out. But, again, I thought everybody played real hard, and you know, we come out with the same performance, same effort tomorrow night. Yeah, you never know.
And, of course, your team has had very good luck here at Ritter Arena. I know last year your team walked away with a win and 5 points on the weekend. What do you tell your team as they get ready for game two? How do you prepare them for hopefully not another high-scoring game?
Well, there's not a whole lot I need to say. I mean, they're a good team. They know it. They're where we're at for a reason, and we're just going to come out tomorrow with an opportunity. There's 3 points on the line, and you know, we'll come out and we'll play hard. We'll give it our best effort, and you know, hopefully it's good enough.
Well, I know I even mentioned to the listeners during this game, you know, it might have been a 4-0 game, but it was as exciting as they come because of the back and forth and up and down the ice, and your team obviously having some great opportunities. And I agree with you on the shot clock. There's something obviously wrong when we were only given 18 shots.
I know that's you know, obviously the most important stat is the one, you know, where they have mm-hmm. four, we have zero. But I thought our team played You know, you come into this building and you get beat 4-0 and the shots are 35-18. Somebody might say, well, you didn't play very well. That's not the case at all. That we actually played, we generated more quality chances today in this game than we did in all the three games that we beat them last year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how well I thought we played in terms of generating quality chances. And, Levier was very, very good.
Yeah.
And I give her all the credit. She made some big, big stops. And that save she made on Tugi in the third period, mm-hmm. I mean, that was, you couldn't ask for a better setup. It's bang, bang play. And she reaches back with her glove and snaps it right out of the air. So, again, it only hurts her that their shot counters don't give her the credit for the
exactly.
saves, because it just makes her numbers look bad at the end of the year. And that's mm-hmm. unfortunate.
It is. Coach, thanks so much for your time. Again, a fun game. I'm sure tomorrow will be a lot closer score-wise, but great effort.
Well, thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.
Yeah. You're welcome. Head coach Jim Scanlon joining us here again. The Beavers with a great effort tonight. Coach is right. The shots only hurt Levier's save percentage, but again, a hard-fought battle by this Beaver squad.